Welcome to She Speaks for yet another beautiful Tuesday. Our guest, our awesome guest, lovely guest, pun intended, is lovely Sheridan this morning. And I'd like to go on over and start. Lovely, tell us a little bit about yourself. You are St. Lucian, are you?
Yes.
You are? Okay, awesome. Where were you born? Tell us about growing up, because you don't live here, do you? You don't live here now, currently don't? Or do you live here?
No.
You don't.
I don't live in St. Lucia, but I'm very much in touch with
you. I know. Recently you were here on the bench. Was you to do the bench program, the bench thing?
Yes, it's called the Buddy Bench program.
Right, the Buddy Bench. Well, we come into all of that. But I want to get a little bit more an insight as to you as a child. What was growing up like? What do you think all of that passion for where you ended up now, the programs that you've instilled, the books that you put out there for kids, the sort of advocacy that you're leading right now, where do you think you got that from? Do you think it came from childhood? Can we take you back there? Now that you've gone back, yeah. Tell me about it.
I'm so happy that's the first question.
Yeah.
Because I'm happy that's the first question, because it's a very short time and not much,
yes.
You know, to take everything. But it definitely from my mom, who's my greatest hero. You know, my mom was an educator and she was also an administrator. She had her own preschool and daycare. And so she was our teacher. She was the one who taught all my siblings and I.
Nice.
And so she was extremely creative. And she always found wonderful ways to connect with children. And I was always around her. So absolutely, okay. I think my creative side definitely is from mom.
Right. Yes. So you spoke of mom. What sort of a household? Was it a mom-only household? Did you have siblings? What was growing up like? What kind of child were you? Were you always a bookie or the quiet one? Or were you one of those that was just your handful? What kind of
I always had Zafir, Maureen. I always had Zafir. I know you're not saying Lucian, but I'm
no,
sure
know
you
it
know
means.
What Zafir means.
I know exactly
I
what it means.
I always had a lot of Zafir.
Okay.
I am the middle child. I am 4 out of 6.
Okay.
Mom has 6 of us.
Right.
My dad has 12 of us.
Oh.
So it's pretty much a big family.
Yeah.
My mom was a single parent mom with 6 mm-hmm. children, so you can imagine it was a lot.
Yeah.
But it was a home with very little, but a lot of love.
A lot of
you
love.
Know, my mom was always present. She was always there with us and always involved in our life in every single way. I grew up as a Seventh-day Adventist.
Okay.
So we went to church quite often. I think that's what we did a lot of, going to church. Friday sunset, we would be at church and all day Saturday. And so we worshiped as a family.
Mm.
My siblings and I, you know, there were a lot of us. So we did a lot of things together. We played together. We we found ways to keep ourselves entertained. So it was pretty close-knit. It was tough because as you can imagine, you know, my dad was not as present as he should be.
Right,
and
Mom
it was hard for her, but mom was very independent and very strong. And she made it work, but I definitely would not recommend, you know, for
that sort of household, especially now. I don't think we're built for that anymore. Our parents seem to have been, they had the resilience. They were built for that back then. They handled
it. They were built, it's tough.
They handled it.
It was tough. It was really tough. A lot of tough years, but it shaped me. It really helped me in many ways. So I take the good and I learn from the not so good, you know?
Absolutely. Wonderful. In growing up, what were the things that, you know, you normally growing up and you said, okay, I wouldn't like to be that when I grew up. But you had any of those thought patterns, things that you would have hoped to be or that you aspired to become as an adult?
Maureen, I was a dreamer. You know, from a little girl, I was a dreamer because even as a child, I was very precocious. I asked a lot of questions. And I would always, whenever the tourists came to St. Lucia, I would always ask about what it was on the other side. You know, where did they come from? What was it like?
Okay.
I always ask questions. And so I wanted to, first it was Barbara Walters, because that's who I first saw on television in broadcasting. I wanted to become like Barbara Walters. And later on, I saw Oprah Winfrey.
Oh, gosh.
So between these two women, I wanted to become a broadcaster, a journalist.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was a dream. And also to travel the world. I wanted to go all over the world. And every time people told me about where they came from, I imagined myself there. Aww. So it's really, you know, I create workshops now and I teach children about the power of imagination.
Right.
Because I would sit and imagine myself in places like Egypt, mm-hmm. in places like Paris,
right,
in
right.
UK, and all these places. Whenever they told me where they were from, I would imagine it, or I would tell stories. You know, when you go to primary school, there were just a handful of kids that would go away on summer vacation to places true. Like the UK,
right,
and they would come back. And of course, you know, I didn't leave the island till I was 17,
right.
So they would come back and they would say, you know, I went there and I went there.
Yes.
And then I would feel, you know, as a child, you feel like, oh my God, I didn't go anywhere. I went
yes.
to school there, which I love now, which is, it was a great childhood for me. But then you always imagine, what would it be like to go over there? So right, I remember right. sitting under the tree and just saying, well, I remember a group of kids saying, where did you go? And I said, oh, I went to England.
Oh my God.
Somebody at the hotel had told me about, you know, the country England, and was telling me all about the palace and everything. I made up my own story. So I had quite an imagination.
Wow.
And I, you
wow.
know, if I wasn't there, I would make myself fit in somehow.
Somehow. So. And back then, unknowingly, if it was found out that this is what was going on with you, you'd have been made fun of, you know, like, oh, but you
oh,
never
yeah.
traveled. But
you get so many labels, you know,
yeah.
you get so many labels. And I think everything led me to my purpose. Everything that I have gone through led me to my purpose because, you know, growing up, I know a lot of people listening, and probably you in some way, mm-hmm. if you are less than in any way, you are going to be told. You are
yes.
going to be reminded
truth,
of that.
Truth,
you know, if
truth.
You're from a single parent household, if you don't have much of anything, if you
don't
have
get to
a
travel at summer,
you don't get to go to school. I mean, it's just
yeah,
the labels
yeah.
start on from the time we come in. We're already
yeah.
born in with the labels of slavery and all
the
of that.
Stereotyping was
and
real.
You have all the labels coming on. And so, as a child, you know that, you feel that, you know, you feel when people try to, in every way, make you feel less than. And I'm
yeah.
sorry, even as a little girl, I really thought I was something special.
And you're correct.
I believe that in my heart. I felt like, you know what, why are those people,
yes,
in
you know,
every other way, trying to make me feel like I'm not good enough or I'm
right.
less than. And so
mm-hmm.
you do whatever you have to try to fit in, you know,
absolutely.
And to make yourself, you know, I'm worthy, you
yes,
know?
Yes,
and
try
so from a little girl, as I said, I was pretty precocious, and I would tell my own stories, you know? And I'm happy I did that in some way. And so, of course, you will say, oh, you tell, you know, I remember a teacher telling me one, why are you always telling lies? Why, oh, you know what happened? I could laugh about this now at 40, but she said, where did you go on summer vacation? And I said, I went to England. And she said, what flight did you go to England? And there was this airline called Helen Air at the time.
Yeah.
Air, only flew in the Caribbean. Helen Air cannot go to England. But I went on Helen Air, and then she embarrassed me in front of the entire class.
Oh my God.
But it's what you do as a child when you have an imagination, and
yeah,
so many people take away from kids' magic and their imagination. Who knows what it is building into, right? So when my kids mm-hmm. now, when they write, I teach storytelling.
Right.
So when I let them use their imagination, and you
400.
Should hear the things they come up with, and I encourage them and I egg them on, because you know what? They could be speaking their destiny.
That's
you know?
Right.
And
that
that's what happened
right.
with me, right? Okay.
Exactly.
Many years later, I got
to find myself
reading my deja vu, because I found myself in all the places that I talked about. You
absolutely.
Know?
All right. Let me tell you what, we're going to take our word from our partners, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about some of the accolades, some of the things that we can align to you and some of the work that you, well, we talk a lot about the kids, some of the extensive work that you've been doing as far as it relates to children and grooming them from such a tender age. We'll be back shortly.
Sure.
I love my community. It teaches you the importance of being together even for difficult times. Business owners doing their best to make it through. Fishermen and farmers working hard to put food on our tables. Nurses caring for the sick shows me who we are made of. People who care. I guess it's about growing together.
Bank of St. Lucia is inspired by the strength of the communities in which we live and operate. We are happy to be part of these communities, and we will continue to serve you. Bank of St. Lucia. All the bank you need.
There's never a bad time to feel good. At Quartz, we've got all you need to make your home more comfortable and enjoyable, all at the best prices. Save on electronics and smart devices. Great deals on furniture and appliances. Get it now with Ready Finance, and we'll pay your first and last installments. So it's all about feel-good days. Brought to you by Quartz, bringing value home. Conditions apply.
You are just joining us here on Radio Caribbean International, whether it's via any one of our frequency, or you've got an app and you're on the move and you've got us downloaded, or you via our Facebook feed live. Well, this is She Speaks, and I am your host, Maureen. And this morning we have the honor of featuring lovely Sheridan. She's an author. She's a child's advocate, founder of the Body Ambassadors. I'm now getting into the stints of everything. So this is where we're heading right now. So this was a childhood, and this was a passion, and what your story was from a child, which has molded you into everything that you are today, everything that you're championing today, every cause that you're rallying for today. So let's get into to yourself and your profession. Professionally, how do we label you? Because there's so many things going on right now. So how do you, how are you, well, author, for sure, an author. You're definitely an author because you've written a number of kids-related books as well. Children's advocate, for sure. The Body Ambassador, we definitely need to get into that because it was something that you recently championed. Quite a number of awards. We're going to get into that as well for your job and your work within areas of such as well, because you have been definitely impacting all of the programs and the stuff that you've been championing of such as well, because you have been definitely impacting all of the programs and the stuff that you've been championing have been definitely connecting and been reaping results. And likewise, persons have been seeing it, and you have been receiving accolades to go with them as well. I'm sure, you know, you can tell that the passion is there, and it's all about the ensuring the work is done. But obviously, to have people come on board and recognize it, it really does put a really lovely stamp on it to let you know, well, all right, I am accomplishing my mission. So let's talk. Quite a mouthful. So let's just talk to everything now. Let's go through everything.
I know, in a very short space of time.
I know.
I like the term teacher. I think I am a teacher. You know, when just put that. I don't teach in the classroom. I'm not a teacher in the classroom.
Right.
Well, I do sometimes teach adults, you know, adult education. But overall, I am a teacher because I'm in so many ways. I'm involved in pretty much everything. I like the term teacher, and it's always involved in some capacity teaching. But I'm also the founder of Body Ambassadors. I created this organization 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And to my surprise, really, I just started it to push the Buddy Bench program that I started. And the Buddy Bench is a bench that is placed in schools for safe spaces in schools. And so I started the organization to push the Buddy Bench project. And it really just evolved into a world of its own. When I started it, I had to resign. Really, I was teaching. Right. And I had to resign from teaching for me to take over and run the organization. And it's going really, really great. Once we started in 2018, I introduced it over here and then in St. Lucia. And in 2019, I introduced it into 5 other countries. St. Lucia is the 6th one, and of course, here in the United States. So that's what I do now. I'm the founder of Buddy Ambassadors. It's continued to expand because I continue to create workshops that continue to raise awareness for children on many different issues. And if you go to the website buddyambassadors.com, you could see all the different workshops that we do. And so we are online, we are in person. And so I just continue to create. The good thing is that I create the workshops. So I'm the one who design it and create it. And we train people that they can go out and teach it to children in schools, in nonprofits, in many organizations. Right. One of the good things.
Before we move on, why do you think this one connected? Because I'm sure there has been other programs before you trying to deal with issues of that sort. Why do you think yours was received so well? What is the formula you think that really connected and is making it so successful that other countries, like you said, 6 different countries in the U.S. These are all. And I'm sure you have plans for expanding into other countries as well. What do you think about your program that has made it connected so well?
The Buddy Ambassadors program, what I did was I created a program. So I wrote a book, Be a Buddy, Not a Bully. Right. So that's the book that I created. And then I tied in the Buddy Ambassadors, and the Buddy Ambassadors that reward boys and girls who exemplify what it means to be a buddy. It's all based on character. Those who are leading, those who are performing kind acts, those who are doing good stuff at school, we recognize them and we call them Buddy Ambassadors. It's also a Buddy Ambassadors workshop that they also have to complete. It's an 8-week workshop, and we focus on different themes. So they get their Buddy Ambassadors button, they get their certificate. So they are Buddy Ambassadors, and kids like titles, they like responsibilities. So that's one component. And then I tied in the Buddy Bench in there. So it's a full-fledged program. And investors and partners love that. You know, it's not just one thing. Yeah. So once you put it all together, and of course, I go into the schools and organization and I present to the students. Mm-hmm. And once any sponsor, anybody who have seen me in action, they know this is what I am meant to be doing. This is my calling. It works. And they love what it's teaching, and they know it's needed, especially now. So this one, it really took off. Mm-hmm. And I'm really happy because this is something I've been doing for many, many years. It's not something I just got up and I created a program. Yeah. I have been going into schools. I have been going into churches. Anywhere I could read to kids, anywhere I could meet up with kids and talk. Mm-hmm. As a volunteer, I did that. So I did that for many, many years. I wrote books just as a passion or something that I love to do. Mm-hmm. And I would just always go out. Sometimes two people would show up, sometimes five people, sometimes you get a room full. But it's something that I absolutely love to do. And I really never thought about, oh, this is going to make me rich one day. I'm going to make a lot of money. I really never thought about that, sincerely. It's just something that I really felt a really strong desire, that something I had to do. And so I just started being creative and writing and learning as I go. A lot of it I just had to learn as I go. And then I see how God was writing my story, because every stage leads to something else. Mm-hmm. So by the time Buddy Ambassadors came back, came around, and I had the book and I had the program, a lot of people had already known about me in the community for the work that I had been doing with children. I sat on a few boards. I sat on committees. I got involved in every way. So that's why I said I am a teacher.
I think we need to close this off. Right. Is it better? We're better now, isn't it?
It's good now.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so that's what led to the creation of Buddy Ambassadors and where we are today. Mm-hmm. With COVID, of course, school shut down, so we were not able to go in person.
Right. What are some of the plans that you have? Because I know it wasn't too long that I was hearing about the unveiling or the unrolling of the Buddy Bench here in St. Lucia. And then not too long after that, we had COVID coming in, and I'm sure that would have put a damp on it. So how did that affect your mission for the plans, your future plans for the program? Or did it?
Yes, well, I'm very, very fortunate that we had already placed 30 benches in St. Lucia by end of 2019. So, and actually, the last bench we placed was in February 2020. And we had a very good, I see Bank of St. Lucia on there. They're always just such good supporters. And so they're one of the corporate sponsors that came on and placed benches in school. So 2020, February was the last bench. And we're just hoping that once everything, not we're hoping actually, once everything gets back to some sense of normalcy. I look forward to continuing on the program in schools in St. Lucia, the Buddy Ambassadors program. But in the U.S., it continued, especially online. I just turned all the workshops online, so we started teaching the workshops online. Mm-hmm. And now schools partially opened up last year, so September. So we've just been continuing and just keep going, you know?
Quite a stint. You said a teacher. You definitely, so you taught before all of this, and before this mission right here had to pull you away because it's such a demanding one, and it's a huge one, which is understandable. But are you thinking about, do you think basically going forward, this is what's going to consume you? There's different areas to explore, or you think that there's other areas in which you would like to spread your wings? And if there is, what are some of the areas you would like to extend yourself and your expertise?
Right. Education is very broad, so it's not limited. Like, I create those campaigns and workshops, And it's really designed about what's really going on now in the world. What's happening now? What do children need? What? And just last week, I was presented with an opportunity for a foundation who sponsors a few of the programs for schools. Mm-hmm. And with all what's going on in the United States now with diversity and inclusion, they approached Buddy Ambassadors and they said, you know, we want you to create a campaign around this for us. So that's a challenge. That is something that, you know, yeah, I didn't take on. Yeah. I didn't think about because, hey, I'm concentrating on one thing, but I didn't let that opportunity pass me by. I said, absolutely, this is something that we could do. So I had to get, you know, a team together that can help me in putting this big project together. And so that's something we'll be introducing soon. So it's not limited to Buddy Ambassador is a big, big umbrella of many different things that we can. I'm not limiting myself to.
Now that these sort of proposals are coming through, like you said, you didn't envision it before. But now with that recent proposal, now are you shifting the vision in your mindset? Where are you seeing Buddy Ambassadors, let's say, in the next 5 or 10 years?
So what is already in the works is that Buddy Ambassador is going to become an education center. So I'm going to have a very big education center. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to have after-school programs. We are going to have workshops. We are going to have very interesting people coming through and talking mentorship programs. So it's a really big education center that is not limited to only focusing on bullying. Right. We are going to focus on a lot of issues to champion for the rights of children and to help empower children in any way possible. And the great thing is that, you know, the partnership with, I've partnered with a lot of local organizations, and that's where everything really takes off, because, you know, you can't do it alone. If you have a vision, you share the vision and other people tie into that, you know. So any organization that's interested right now, okay, Subaru and Nissan just signed in.
Wow. And so that's huge. Congratulations.
Thank you. So they want to help make a difference in the lives of children, you know. So they log into my organization and trust my organization to help, you know, create workshop or program to promote that. So that's what it's all about. It's all about really great partnerships like the Rotary Club, you know, the different charitable organizations. We have just all those little things, and they come on board. I don't have to go look for them, which is great. You know, they said,
this is divine because we are out there trying to get sponsored. We're begging, and so this is definitely divine. You know when something is divine, so you don't even have to go look for them. God is definitely putting everything in place to ensure that this is a success.
And I have to say, with children, there's a little plus there, because people are very, you know, passionate about children. Parents are passionate about their children, organizations are passionate about their children. So that really helps a lot. And it helps that I am also passionate about children. So it's not like something I'm just trying to sell. Anybody who knows me, this is something I'm extremely passionate about. So that really helped. Yeah.
Absolutely. And you're very hands-on in your approach as well, which speaks to the nature of your passion for what it is you're doing, because you didn't have to come down here and go and sit on a bench in no school. You did that.
Oh, yes. I know.
I remember that. So you definitely is there, and it shows, and it can't be hidden. Now, I tell you what, when this is, well, I wouldn't say all over and done with, but if it comes to the time where you no longer, well, this is it, I've got to retire now, but what would you have loved to have seen or felt that you contributed towards? The overall plan of what you would like to know that what you started has left with the world.
Where I would like to make the greatest impact, I want to make it everywhere, but it's in my country, St. Lucia. Mm-hmm. I really would like to see the education system in some way change, revamped. You know, I think it's about time. And so I really want to have some sort of influence in that in my country. As I told you a little, very briefly about growing up, what it was like. But yes, I think all those colonial chains that have been implemented and instilled within our education system that continue to label out and limit our young boys and girls, continue to brand them and place labels on them to make them feel less than. There's no way that any teacher or anybody who's looking on now would say, oh, Lovely will win Educator of the Year one day. you know, when you look back and you see some of the struggles that I had in elementary and secondary schools, nobody would put that label on me. You understand? Mm-hmm. And I really want every boy and girl to know, no matter what school they go to, no matter who they're from, no matter where they're from, no matter what they're faced, that they really, truly can grow up and achieve the things that they want to. But I think we don't even realize how much of the way our system is set up is setting us up continually a vicious cycle of really not learning to value ourselves and love ourselves. And so I really, it starts, the bench is just a metaphor for all the things that I want to, conversations I want to start and all the programs I want to help implement to help educate and empower our boys and girls and our educators to shift that mindset. Because it is those bold steps that I took here in the United States within schools and say, you know what? We have to change a few things. So I didn't just get an award just because. It took a lot of boldness and strategy. And so I think my legacy definitely would have
strong
to be
beliefs.
Patient.
Absolutely. Right. Well, we're about to wrap up. You're also a mental health advocate as well. So you work with different people from all different spheres as well. In wrapping up, we just have 1 minute left. So I'd like you to just leave something with our listeners, our viewers. I think you did a very good job just before we come to that point. But, you know, just direct it specifically this time around. Because, I mean, the COVID, everybody is a bit, you know, might have people, even more so now, they're disheartened, they're demotivated, and they might be tempted to give up. So give them some form of hope for me, please.
Okay. So, you know, when it's dark, when you're in a dark room, you know, how do you get light? You have to switch on the light, right? And it's the same thing with you. There's a lot of darkness right now. There's a lot of doom and gloom. And so whatever we focus on will continue. That's one thing that I do believe. And so I just want to encourage everybody to keep your light on, to keep focus on the things in your life that are working, that are positive, to give thanks, wake up every day and find something to be thankful for. There are a lot of causes out there. There are a lot of things that need to be addressed. There are a lot of things that you can do and you can make a difference. But what are you focusing on? And so every day I wake up, I just try to work towards something that will help me towards my goals and my vision. And I want to encourage you to do the same. Find something, shut away the noise, zoom in and focus on what it is that you are, your goals, because this COVID is not going to last forever. It's going to go away. And, you know, during COVID and all this time schools were closed, I created a lot of workshops that is bringing me a lot of income. So you could do the same. You could find ways to reinvent yourself. You can find ways to you know, harness your true potential. You know, keep your light on. And no matter what, the darkness will always be there. But just always keep your light on. And if you have a vision in your mind, God placed that vision there for a reason. He gave you that vision. There's a reason why you're the only one who can see it and not everybody else.
That's right.
So focus on your vision. Focus on what it is that you're doing. Keep working towards it diligently. Stay focused. And then, you know, and soon it will all come together. That's what I want to say. Keep your light on.
Keep your light on. I love this. Lovely. It was awesome having you this morning. I think your message is resounding. Very simple, but very, very powerful. And I it was an honor.
Thank you, Maureen, and continue the great work.
Well, thank you. You keep doing
it. And the energy. We love it.
Where can you find your books, the kids' book? How many books do you have now? Let me just wrap up with the one.
I think it's at 6 now.
Be a buddy and not a bully. It's still there. We can find this in both hard copies.
Everything is on Amazon. So just put in my name and you could see. Go to buddyambassadors.com. You could learn more about me and the programs. Right. You know, we have a food drive going on right now. So those of you in St. Lucia, we're trying to get the schools to come on board because a lot of people are in need. But there are also a lot of people who can help. So
That's true.
Come on, be a buddy, okay? And let's all work together.
I love it. Have a lovely, 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 lovely
Thank
day.
Thank you so much.
And enjoy
Have
the
a
rest of it.
Day.
All right. And keep doing what you've been doing, what you've been called to do, because you've been doing it so, so very well. Thank you again.
Thank you so much.
Wonderful. So there you have it, guys. Lovely Sheridan. That was our guest on our show this morning here on Radio Caribbean International. She speaks. Join us again next Tuesday when we'll have another show highlighting another St. Lucian woman who's out there and is getting it done. A word from the partners, the Bank of St. Lucia, all the bank you need, and Court St. Lucia, bringing value home.